This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Peacock Live. I'm sorry, Free Talk Live. The Sunday night edition. You didn't like that? That was the on purpose accidental faux pas?
Yeah, no, it's great.
Peacocks. Peacock. Peacock. And no, we're not affiliated with NBC in any way, shape, or form.
It's weird. There's a street in Hawaii that I would like commute past on occasion.
Is it gone now?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wrong, different island.
Oh, okay.
But it was, it had a peacock sign on it, because apparently it was a peacock crossing area. just have to be aware of the peacocks. Just
have you ever,
the area.
Have you ever heard them before? They make this terribly obnoxious sound.
Okay.
My first job was at
That's
a petting
just the
zoo.
Females.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know who it is, but my first job was at a petting zoo, and we had a couple of peacocks. And, yeah, they made really loud, annoying noises.
Apparently loud and flashy peafowl, as this article calls them.
Does anyone want to call them peacocks?
I don't know.
It's in print. You
peafowl
can say it.
Sounds worse.
It does, doesn't it?
It sounds worse.
But it's also spelled P-E-A, as in, like, the vegetable.
Yeah, like a pea.
Peafowl.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how peacock is.
Sure, but, okay. You know, anyway. Loud and flashy peafowl have taken over a suburb of Miami. But with the bird's population growing, residents have been looking for a way to humanely keep their numbers in check. Now the town is pursuing a clever solution. It has hired a veterinarian to perform peacock vasectomies.
Is that a violation of the NAP?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Wouldn't they just...
One could argue that the peacocks were violating the NAP before, probably.
So self-defense.
I think they can get aggressive.
Okay.
If you perform a vasectomy on a peacock, is it then just a pee?
I think so.
That's what makes them peafowls.
Ah.
Yeah, okay. Now it makes sense.
Thanks for bringing it all together, Richie Rich. We can count on you to like draw the hidden lines together. Link it all up to make it make sense.
So why is it the male's purpose to get a vasectomy? Why can't they count on the females to go on birth control?
Probably easier, is my guess.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just stop spreading your legs, peafowl, and we wouldn't have this problem.
I mean, couldn't they just get them to use peacock contraception? I don't know what that looks like, but, isn't there a latex solution around here somewhere?
Just take all the peacock feathers, and then they can't do the mating dance or whatever.
Yeah.
They can sell those as, like, quill pens.
The town in question is Pinecrest, an affluent area with around 18,000 residents located south of Miami. Residents suspect the non-native birds began flocking to the suburb after their habitat shrank in nearby Coconut Grove. A Miami neighborhood where developers have been cutting down trees to make room for large houses. In Pinecrest, meanwhile, the birds can still find plenty of places to roost, per the New York Times.
Oh, so they don't have to give them a vasectomy. They just have to shoo them to a poorer neighborhood.
Why is the New York Times reporting on
a story about
peacock vasectomies in Miami, Florida?
Hey, man, I don't ask these questions. I just find the weird stuff and I bring it in.
And that you do.
You know why? Okay, because the rich people in New York are the ones that are going to migrate down to Florida and Miami when they age out.
They're going to fly south for the winter?
Yeah.
Pinecrest locals are conflicted about the birds. They love their colorful feathers and their regal behavior, but at the same time, they don't love that the peafowl poop everywhere.
They're peacocking around.
This is
everywhere.
Our numbers two story.
There you go.
Oh. It all
Good
works
thing we're
out.
Doing a second.
Hell yeah. What else can go right?
All right.
No answer to that one.
Right. Quite a bit.
They poop everywhere, they peck at vehicles, and they scratch on the roofs of houses.
Sounds like geese, I'll even get honestly. Up
there. Their loud calls are also a nuisance to residents.
Yep, that just is a goose. That's a colorful goose.
They're vocal, very vocal, at sunset and sunrise, so they could be a disturbance, says Don Harris, the veterinarian who will perform said peacock vasectomies.
No.
Who's paying for this?
The town.
The town?
No, so I guess so.
Taxpayer money?
Yeah.
All right.
I guess so.
This one dude is going to get rich off the taxpayers' money?
They poop in people's driveways, sidewalks, and people have complained about slip and fall accidents.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
Off the peacock pee? And poop.
This article is really stepping in it.
Yeah.
Still, many Pinecrest residents do not want to kill the birds. Rather, they hope to be able to coexist with them in peace, which is where the peacock vasectomies come in.
After you slice their reproductive organs, then we can have peace.
Yeah.
The community submitted
it. It's going to be a morb attack. I know what you did to me, human.
Right.
You thought it was bad now.
Yeah, you thought you were going to tame the population. You've now angered the peafowl.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be war. The community submitted its peafowl mitigation plan to the Miami-Dade County Commission, which approved it in July. Pinecrest plans to spend... A drum roll, please. $7,500 per month.
Wow.
On peacock vasectomies.
How many vasectomies is that?
I don't know.
Is that enough for this one veterinarian, or can he retire off this new peacock fund?
Yeah, like, I mean, these are questions. While the county commissioner that oversees the town will chip in another $15,000 for medical gear. I don't know if that's per month or just a one-time.
Sounds like it's for the equipment.
It does.
So he's going to outfit his new office with peacock vasectomy tools.
Yep. He's getting some gear.
Okay.
Getting the right, you know, peacock stirrups or whatever.
Well, because I'm assuming the average vet is not going to be able to do this. I mean,
it's a special thing.
The parts are kind of the same.
I got to assume you got to put these peacocks out, too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You have to put them under anesthesia of some sort.
How do you anesthetize a peacock?
A dart, probably. Some ketamine.
Tranquilizers.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's plenty of tranquilizers in Florida.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the veterinarian develops a drug habit.
Hired the homeless people
are like, where did all the peacock drugs go? I don't know. Some of these are hard to put down. Meanwhile, they find a stash in his house. I don't know. I'm just saying things.
Start shacking up with peacocks.
The tricky part will be safely and humanely trapping the birds for surgery, since they have dangerous talons and beaks. But if all goes to plan, sniping the vas deferens of even just one male peacock should help keep the entire Pinecrest population at a more manageable level. That's because the birds are bona fide polygamists, as Harris tells the New York Times.
As most animals are.
Libertarian of them.
This is both our sexy Sunday and our number two story.
Wow.
Simultaneously. You knocked this one out of the park.
Peacock orgy. There you go.
Oh, we did. That was last week. We didn't do it, but it was the manatee orgy. Or did we do it?
We didn't. Yeah.
I brought it in. Better. It was a manatee orgy. Also in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Florida.
Learn a lot from the swinger communities down there, all the old folks.
Because they got, like, the nude beaches and whatever, you know. We're going to catch one peacock and probably stop seven females from reproducing, he says to the publication. It's going to have an exponential benefit. Residents and locals, local officials hope peacock sterilization will be a win-win for the birds and for the humans.
Doesn't sound like a win for the birds.
No. Dominant male birds will get to keep their established pecking order and will continue walking around town with their gorgeous plumage.
Peacocking around town.
Females.
Look at me.
Females will continue laying eggs.
I can still reproduce.
I love that. I love how the males will continue walking around town and being absolutely gorgeous, and the females will lay eggs.
You can't get peacock eggs.
After the vasectomies, however, the males simply won't be able to fertilize those eggs, keeping the birds' numbers down. Most people see one peacock and they're like, oh, that's nice. We're talking about large numbers of birds that take up a lot of space and get very aggressive and protective of their nests, says Raquel Regalado.
As they should. Mm-hmm. Like, home defense is, you know, an interspecies phenomenon.
Yeah, when we do it, it's cool. When they do it, apparently it's a nuisance.
Yeah.
If the vasectomy pilot program proves successful in Pinecrest,
that's a lot of peas.
Yeah. Picky people pick Peter Pan peanut butter because it's the picky peanut butter that picky people pick. No, that wasn't it. Picky people pick Peter Pan peanut butter because it's the peanut butter picky people pick. There we go.
Okay, all right.
I learned that one a long time ago.
We're working on your radio chops there.
Yeah, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. Sibilance. Anyway, if the vasectomy pilot program proves successful in Pinecrest...
He just wanted to read it again, just to show...
It will likely serve as a model for other nearby communities, since the PFOW problem is not isolated to just one suburb. All right, so if they start doing this to peacocks...
What animal is next?
Probably the people.
Well, first they came for the dogs, right?
And we did not stand up for the dogs.
Then they came for the cats, and we did not stand up for them.
I mean, they're already doing it to people.
Okay.
They are, yeah. With all the fancy birth control and vasectomies and whatnot.
At least, well, okay, at least you can make an argument that in that case it's voluntary.
It is, yeah.
Okay. If they, oh,
but
if,
a lot of the times, you know, like they're putting very young girls on all sorts of birth control and not really, you know, giving them complete informed consent.
Right. Let's have that discussion when they open up the first Planned Peacock Hood Clinic.
Planned Peacock. Elsewhere in the nation, communities plagued by peacocks have taken other approaches. In South Pasadena, California, for example, officials have decided to remove and relocate the birds to open spaces, farms, and ranches throughout the state. We get complaints about peacocks every week. It's nonstop, says Regalado to the Miami Herald's Douglas Hanks. During mating season, it's our number one issue.
Just drop them off in the minority neighborhoods.
That's what it sounds like. They're about to put peacocks on buses and send them to
Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Too many migrant peacocks coming in here. We must build a fence.
Let's go to the phones. Free Talk Live, what's your name, please?
This is Robert in Charleston.
Hey, Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just wanted you to know that about 55 years ago, they were giving birth
control. The Germans had birth control for peacocks?
No, but the people of Bronx, New York, their authorities were giving out birth control, food laced with birth control pills to pigeons in New York City. There's a park near the corner of Fordham Road and Jerome Avenue. Actually, it's the northwest corner.
Uh-huh.
There's a fairly large park there, and my grandmother pointed out to me the lady who was giving out the food to the pigeons every day so that they would be birth controlled.
Birth control pigeon pills, or food laced with birth control for
the
pigeons.
Exactly. So did that actually work?
I think it did. I think the number of pigeons went down slowly but surely. Yes.
I mean, they're doing the same thing with mosquitoes to try to prevent
birth
malaria.
Control.
Well, they're breeding sterile mosquitoes and then sending them out to breed with. You know, female mosquitoes.
Oh, to kind of,
and then,
you know.
Because they're sterile, they're mating but not breeding, and therefore not spreading malaria.
I like that better than spraying poison everywhere.
I don't like...
Yes, it's better. And there's a company in Great Britain that does that, and they were the ones who were working with the Brazilians because of the Zika problem down there.
I don't like mankind interfering with nature on that level. Like, I'm not saying that, it's not necessary. Like, some of this stuff might very well be necessary, and, you know, but I just don't, I don't know, man. I feel like mankind interferes way too much already with most of nature, and instead of trying to control it and dictate what nature does, mankind should instead focus on living harmoniously with it, because nature will balance itself out.
Over time, yes.
Yes.
But right now, New York is also being overrun with rats. And nature's not that
well.
Right.
They should pick up their trash.
Well, I mean, enough about their politicians. Let's talk about the rodents.
Well, okay. So again, back to Hawaii really quickly. I don't say this with much.
We're traveling all over Miami. Well, we're in New York. We're in Hawaii
with not much authority because this was, you know, the stories that were passed down, right? So the white people brought over the rat problem to Hawaii, right? And in order to curb the rat problem, some politician decided, you know what we need? Like a rat predator. So they brought over the mongoose.
Well, oh, gosh. How'd that go?
Not well, because mongoose are nocturnal, And so they just bred at night, and now there's rats and mongoose all over the place.
Good. Now you have two vermin.
And then eventually they breed with each other, and you get mongats.
Maybe.
Oh, I don't think that. I hate when that happens.
They got to be awake at the same time.
Island
that's part
of Dr.
the problem.
Moreau.
Yeah. Wouldn't they just use cats? Wouldn't that be like the normal solution?
Yeah, I don't know. They tried mongoose and failed. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Robert?
Well, yes, I just wanted to say two things. One, it's very, very important and very good that we had that solution in South America. God only knows how many babies would have been born with grapefruit-sized heads. It would have been a disaster if it had not been for technology.
You mean like mine?
No.
The hat extender.
If you ever need a hat stretch, let me know.
The next product branded with Captain Kickass's logo.
I mean, really severe cases. These kids were really, really in bad shape. And the other thing is, there's an old Japanese saying, and it says, "Don't call in the leopard to chase out the dog." And the Japanese have already thought about that particular problem. And yes, there are better. We should always think about the best solution and use that solution when we have the technology for it. I talked to our mayor here in Charleston, and I suggested the same technology that's used in South America by the British, and he said to me, "It's too expensive for us." I said to him, "No, it's not. We earn a lot of money here in Charleston. We're the most visited city in America. We get 8 million tourists a year, and you're telling me that we don't have the money for it?"
Well, good on him for not spending more taxpayer funds to fund your pet project, Robert.
Well, it wouldn't be taxpayers' money. We get that money from the tourists. We have a tremendous 8 million tourists. Can you imagine that? The most visited city in America, little Charleston. We have money.
How is the tourist? Okay, help me understand this then. If it's from tourism, how is that money getting into the hands of the government?
Mostly by hotel room renting when they're here.
And so that hotel room rental has a line item that says tax?
Yes, there's an extra tax on that.
Taxpayers, it's foreign taxpayers.
Yes,
so exactly. It's still taxpayers.
Yeah, some from Japan, some from Germany. Case. God only knows where they will come from.
So good on your mayor for not using foreign taxpayer funds to fund your pet project, Robert.
Those taxpayers gladly come here and spend that money. They're looking for vacation, and they're ready, willing, and able to spend at a good time.
I don't think they designate that funds to your pet project, though.
No, but on the other hand, I'm sure they would be for the betterment of humanity. In other words, the elimination of bugs by things that are not dangerous to human beings.
But they want you to eat the bugs, not eliminate them.
Well, then if it's for the betterment of humanity, Robert, I hope next time you call, you will have started a nonprofit charity to fund this project of yours and collect all those donations voluntarily.
We can't eat poisoned bugs. They would poison us if they had poison in their systems and we ate them massively. We'd be ingesting the
Why
poison.
Why are we eating them?
Because they
we're not.
Want us
normally,
to.
Normally we're not.
He's but addressing we, but captain's
someone
concern.
Someone just suggested that we eat bugs, which we could do. But we can't eat them if they're half poisoned, because we'll be poisoned if we do that, you see?
You will eat the bugs, and you will like it.
Yes. Ganz genau.
See, they're already doing it in Germany.
Germans think about these things. You know, we're very, very technically oriented, and we're not too emotional. Yeah, we would eat bugs if we had to, no problem. But you know, we vegetarian kinds of things can be done by eating tofu mixed with beans, for example, beans and rice, for example, beans and grains. That's a good combination, because you need 9 essential amino acids.
Yeah, that's survival food 101, beans and rice. Hey, Robert, have you been to Argentina?
No, but one of my great uncles lived his whole life there, and my grandfather lived there for 3 years, and I have other relatives from the other side of my family, from the Italian side of my family, down there as well.
Okay. I have one more question. Are you listening to the show, or do you just like call in without listening to the show?
I listen to it, and I call in occasionally, yes.
Okay. Are you listening to tonight's show? Like, after we hang up, will you be listening? Because there's a story that I think you might want to hear that we're going to cover here in a little bit.
The Germans!
It has something to do with the Germans. I know you're a big fan.
Yeah, I am. I think we have a great future with the Germans, because we need technology, and we have to preserve our societies, and I think the Germans could help. They're a good pillar. They're good people who you can depend upon. They're honest. They're upstanding. They work hard. I mean, what more could we ask for, you know?
Fireproof wooden doors.
Yeah, that is something more we could ask for. Robert, thank you for the call. 603-283-6160. I thought I was the comedian here, but you're just like one up at me tonight, man. It's fine. Like, I welcome it.
Oh, man.
What else can go right?
A lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the next thing that's going to go right?
I'm not a fortune teller. That's Captain.
I'm not that either.
You've already admitted to having a crystal ball.
I do have. I have several.
Right. So you're absolutely
but
the fortune
But they don't tell the future. Oh, okay. You just, well, they're just pretty.
Nikki, the co-host with the biggest balls. Crystal balls, that is.
That's true, yes.
Doesn't even have to
That's
hide
my
them
claim
in the
to fame.
Yeah. 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 Does Mr. Sunshine get jealous of your balls?
Well, you know.
Calling him Mr. Sunshine's gonna. Yeah. Them's fighting words.
Nah, he likes that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Fortunately for me, he's not in earshot.
Otherwise, it'd be another shot coming in this direction.
He is a well armed man. That's what I've been told. I guess we'll just segue into this. Cold segue.
Well.
This from Vice News. This is a hard one to read without laughing. A fast food restaurant sparks outrage with Anne Frank burger and Hitler fries.
Wow.
It's the Germans. Both sides of it. Can you really have the burger and the fries in the same room at the same time, though?
I mean, that just feels like very well balanced to me, you know? No?
Is it a flame broiled burger?
Oh, jeez. I don't know if you can say that.
I just said it.
Well,
right, is it a, do they make it on a grill, or is it in an oven?
Is it a, yeah.
The eatery.
And Frank Pizza.
The eatery in Argentina. So I don't get
900
like,
degrees.
I don't get the tie-in with the hamburger, right? Like, I know the Anne Frank story, or at least, you know.
It's provocative, is what it is.
Okay, but like, how
people going?
How does somebody go, you know, I'd really like to rename this burger. What should I rename it? You know, and they're going to go, the Anne Frank burger? Like, who even thinks of that? Our producer's like, what are you guys talking about?
This is like the most normal story we've had all night.
Okay.
Yeah.
The eatery in Argentina offered the Adolf cheese and bacon-covered french fries as a side to their Anne Frank hamburger. Yeah.
And it's in Argentina.
What is the tune? Did it say the...
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Well, it's like where all the Nazis ran off to, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
There's your tie-in right there.
A fast food restaurant has
pissed off all the generations, sons and daughters of the regime.
Oh, yeah,
like.
Yeah. Yeah, the extra S.
Yeah.
A fast food restaurant has proved tasteless. After allowing customers to add the Adolf cheese and bacon-covered french fries as a side to their Anne Frank hamburger in Argentina. We'll talk more about this local eatery and what's going on and how they chose to name their dishes these very curious things. Coming up, plus more of your calls and thoughts. It's Free Talk Live, the Sunday Night Edition.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News update. As the death toll from the Hawaii wildfires grows to at least 93, preliminary reports estimate billions of dollars in property damage. One research firm reported that over 2,000 homes will need to be rebuilt in Lahaina after the fires subside. The attorney for Hunter Biden says a five-year investigation has shown no evidence that President Biden was involved in any of his son's business dealings. Abby Lowell told CBS's Face the Nation that a plea deal is still a possibility after the initial agreement fell apart in federal court last month. A Georgia state official is concerned about possible violence related to election interference charges against former President Trump. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis is expected to present her case against Trump to a grand jury starting Monday. Barbie remains in the pink for a fourth straight week after notching more than $33 million. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We have returned triumphantly, or otherwise. It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you would like to join us, is 603-283-6160.
We'll get the We're Offended calls tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. 603-283-6160, if you would like to call in. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Nikki,
and Richie Rich.
We've been talking about this story from Vice about a fast food restaurant
in Argentina.
They have something called the Anne Frank Burger and Hitler Fries. The name
is Cola.
A fast food restaurant, just as a recap, fast food restaurant has proved tasteless after allowing customers to add the Adolf cheese and bacon-covered french fries as a side to their Anne Frank hamburger in Argentina.
How much is that combo, like $14.88 or something?
Yeah. Do they call it, like, you know, do they call it the meal deal? You know? Like, I don't know. Honky Donkey.
What? That's what it's called?
Honky Donkey.
Well, all right.
It's like a white guy on a what's the name of the
this burro? Sounds like it's, burro. Okay.
Yeah, white guy on a burro. Honky donkey.
In Argentina, this sounds like it's, you know, in Alabama or something.
Maybe it's an albino burro.
I mean, Alabama's probably got their own version of the Anne Frank burger and Hitler Fries.
Maybe it's an albino burro.
Okay.
The honky donkey.
All right.
A honky donkey, a local eatery in the small town of Rafaela in the Santa Fe province, offered the two options on their menu, along with others. Oh, I gotta see this.
Oh, good, there's others.
Named after Mongolian Khagan Genghis Khan, Chinese Communist Revolutionary Mao Zedong, and World War II era Italian fascist leader and Hitler ally Benito Mussolini.
That's got to be the pasta.
Yeah, the Mussolini. yeah, something. Let's find out.
Can I get the Mussolini and cheese?
Oh, it's all in.
It sounds good, really good, actually.
If it's in New England, it's the lobster, Mussolini and cheese.
Let's see. They have a picture here, but it's all not in English, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to decipher.
Is it in German? Because we might
Genghis
have to translate it.
Benito Mao. Yeah, it's... You can find that. It's apparently on Twitter. Pagina 12, at Pagina 12, P-A-G-I-N-A, if you want to see it. We'll share this link, of course, to our social media after the show's over.
What a great way to get banned again.
Public outrage began after the Rafaela Jewish Community Facebook page posted on August 1st to express its most heartfelt disapproval and indignation.
Of course, it would be that group complaining again.
Of the menu, asking that Honky Donkey remove items related to the Holocaust.
Oh, sorry. What do they expect from this establishment?
How offended do you have to be to go after a Honky Donkey?
And their Adolf, Genghis, Benito, and Mao menu.
They got Anne Frank on there. They got representation. What's their problem?
They asked that Honky Donkey remove items related to the Holocaust, specifically those referencing Hitler, Mussolini, and Anne Frank.
Okay. Oh, so they don't like Anne either.
They're anti-Semitic.
Sounds like it.
Ariel Rosenthal, a representative for the Rafaela Jewish community, told local media that they first learned of the disturbing marketing campaign in March, and that they spoke with the owners who said they would remove the menu choices, but then they didn't.
Nice.
I mean, I just want to know,
capitalist establishment.
What was their angle?
Okay, Karen.
With this, like
exactly this, to get people to talk about it, get news. I mean, this is why an establishment does stuff like this.
It's like Honky Donkey was getting no business before.
This is international radio about a small one-off Argentina restaurant called Honky Donkey.
Right. Well, this is on Vice too. I mean, Vice is. Pretty even bigger than we are, you know?
Right. This is, I don't know if this qualifies, but this is what I like to call desperation marketing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? It's when you don't really have a creative team, you can afford to hire somebody to do, like, actual marketing or market research, that type of thing. So you come up with a publicity stunt, and that's what this is.
Okay.
Is a publicity stunt. It's a rather effective one. We're talking about it, and we're in freaking Keene, New Hampshire.
How come our cheeseburgers aren't selling? Well, because you're just calling it a cheeseburger.
Yeah, boring.
Boring.
Why are they always burnt? So they didn't change the name after they were asked, or names after they were asked to. We do not understand the delay in doing so, said Rosenthal. We deeply regret this incident and hope the matter will be reflected upon.
Yep, reflected and rejected.
We're reflecting now. Soon after, Honky Donkey apologized for the menus in their Instagram story, according to screenshots posted by local media, and announced that they would rename the items after Defenders of Peace and Human Rights.
That's better.
Like Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, the Dalai Lama, Barack Obama.
No, I reject
boo.
That one.
Boo. Teresa de Calcuta. Carlos Mujica, Nelson Mandela, Gorbachev. Get out of here.
Mikhail Gorbachev?
Yeah, get out of here.
Who is that?
The Russian guy.
He's former leader of Russia. Yeah. Statists don't belong on this list. Yeah.
I like Russians, just not leaders.
Gandhi is fine. Martin Luther King's fine. The Dalai Lama, fine. Mother Teresa, fine. But Barack Obama and Mikhail Gorbachev, boo. Yes.
The Dalai Lama's going to be on the kids' menu.
Oh yeah. Yikes.
9-year-olds, dude.
Yeah.
9-year-olds.
Oh my god. Argentina has a sordid history with Nazi Germany, where many former members of the Third Reich fled after their defeat.
Allegedly.
It's alleged
that I'm
members
sure
of the Argentine government actively facilitated escape routes for some of the ex-Nazi officials who would either stay in Argentina or fan out to other countries in the Americas, most significantly neighbors like Paraguay and Brazil. Infamous Nazis like Joseph
Mengele.
Yeah, that's the guy. Rauschmann and Eichmann reportedly traveled through the country or lived at least some period of their remaining days in Argentina. Nazi ideology remained a simmering undercurrent in some areas of South America and has gained popularity in recent years, especially among the region's far-right movement.
And in the Ukraine. Let's just not forget about that.
Yeah. In November 2022, a school shooting committed by a former student wearing Nazi imagery in Brazil caused 4 deaths and a dozen wounded. Less than 3 months later, another Brazilian teenager attacked a school with homemade bombs and dynamite while wearing a swastika. There are also...
That's just bad tactics. If you're going to do bad stuff like that, like, wear the insignia of your enemies.
I mean, maybe that's what they were doing.
Oh.
No, you don't know.
Leftist false flag.
Maybe.
All right. Proceed.
I mean, either way, it's just in poor taste to do violent things.
Agreed.
You know, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a leftist. I don't care if you're a Nazi.
Yeah, just don't hit people. Don't take their stuff.
Well, pick your targets, because I don't want to say it's in poor taste to, like,
well, blow not
up a
always
building.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, if the building's empty and somebody decides to, like, you know, take the building down, I'm okay with that.
See, I don't really want to kill politicians.
Oh,
you know
okay
what I mean? Like, I'm not really about that.
Oh.
I mean,
you know, I'm not going to do any of this crap.
Okay.
I mean,
right? But, like, you know, if somebody out there, you know, figured out how to take a building down without harming anybody as their form of, you know, protest or whatever, right? I mean, to me, that's not violence. That is property destruction. It is a violation of the NAP. But if it's in self-defense, you know, I mean, it depends.
That's my thing.
Has this person been targeted by the government? You know, has this person, you know, paid a whole bunch of money to the government without giving consent? You know, has this person been put in jail by government authorities?
Isn't that everybody in some form or fashion?
These are the good questions that people should ask themselves.
We can't continuously praise the killdozer, right, and then say, like, well, property damage shouldn't be a thing. That wasn't even government buildings. That was, like, private buildings of government officials.
But I think weren't those the people that were kind of giving him
a hard time, he had a list of the people who had wronged him.
Yeah, it seemed, it was pretty,
and are you saying that most people are not in some way wronged by their local government and government officials on a daily basis?
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
Okay.
Not only local, but federal.
So pick your targets.
Yeah. There also continues to be a sort of Nazi glorification by some subjects of the population in countries across Latin America. In 2021, a Colombian police academy held a state-sponsored so-called cultural exchange event dressed up as Nazis, with one impersonating Adolf Hitler. A Mexican couple had a Nazi-themed wedding last year. A Mexican couple had a Nazi-themed wedding last year, citing Hitler's veganism as their inspiration.
What? His veganism is your inspiration?
I'll read that again, because apparently Nick didn't hear. A Mexican couple had a Nazi-themed wedding last year, citing Hitler's veganism as an inspiration. In May, police in Peru seized 50 bricks of swastika-branded cocaine en route to Europe.
Just
some of which was stamped in capital letters with the word Hitler in all caps.
All right.
Can you imagine, like...
It almost seems like some sort of, like, false flag thing. You know what I mean? Because people can't actually be doing this in all seriousness.
Can you imagine, you're like...
I don't know why they would do it.
You're swimming on a beach in the coast of Florida and, you know, up washes a bale of something. You're like, what is this?
Oh, no,
it's
cocaine.
It looks like a bale of cocaine. Look, it's got swastikas on it. It says Hitler.
Some mayor in some Florida town pulled up some cocaine, and they originally didn't want to report that it was her that's fished it out of the water.
Yeah.
So.
I just have to laugh at the honky-donky.
So here's the unfortunate thing about, like, the Nazism and the swastika.
All
right. Right? It is on the rise.
Other than all the death and destruction that's on.
Well, no, like modern day, right? It's yeah. on the rise as symbolism generally used by the alt-right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the white supremacist types
right.
are kind of taking it over.
Well, what's the difference between the alt-right and the far-right?
Good question. Okay. I don't know.
Me neither.
Okay. I mean, far-right's probably like your neocons, politicals, and these are like the avowed racists. But point being, right, the rise of Donald Trump made it somewhat okay to be vocal about those beliefs. So now they've become more brazen about their expression, right? And those symbols have seen a resurgence.
Yeah.
And it's not being put down or discredited as much as it ought.
Okay.
That's it. That's why you're seeing more of it.
The honey.
Because it's more okay than it used to be.
Donkey. I don't know, but. This restaurant, obviously, publicity stunt.
But hilarious publicity stunt.
Good for them.
I guess. Pretty hilarious. Let's go to the phones and the fun. We've got Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just want to say that I love our free bus rides.
Rides?
Taxpayer-paid bus rides.
Yeah, so I think we're one of the, there's five other cities doing it, Washington, D.C., and we got on it, and there's a couple other ones, and, you know, it makes my life so much easier. It's not the money that I save, it's that I have to, like, scramble around for the change. Do I have enough for $2, you know? Sometimes I don't have exact change.
It's interesting that you talk about that because, and they do. And I lived in the Seattle, Washington area for a long period of time, 22 years, and I did use public transportation from time to time because a big city, you can't always afford to park. And oftentimes, if you worked for an employer that was in the downtown area, the employer would pay for your bus pass rather than pay for you to park or something because it was cheaper,
sure.
less expensive. The problem that I have, and I'm glad you point this out, mm-hmm. Sarah, with the paying thing, is that these bus services in these cities are funded by, well, tax money.
Subsidized.
So they're subsidized, but yeah. tax money or like the lottery or whatever. It's paid for in some other way. And so then they also want to charge you on top of that which you've already paid for? This is nonsense to me. All of these public bus services should be free for everybody to ride. The reason they're not is so that they can kick off those that they don't want riding for free. Because what happens is the homeless and the drug addicts and the people with nowhere else to go will perpetually ride on these things, particularly overnight when they're free, especially during inclement weather, rain, snow, stuff like that. And they will, you know, they will defecate. They will do all sorts of fun things in the buses that, you know, most people who are using them, for transportation would otherwise object to.
Oh, just put bathrooms on the buses. Long-distance buses have bathrooms.
Yeah, well, I did see in the Seattle, Washington area what I like to call the bus police.
Okay.
Right.
These are, for all intents and purposes, the exact same uniform as Seattle police. Exact same uniform, mm-hmm. same radio. They got the Seattle Police Department, you know, badge on their one arm. They got the radio on with the little clip-on thing. Everything about them, they've got the same utility belt that the cops wear. They just don't have a gun. They got the billy club. They got the spray. They got the handcuffs. They just don't have the gun. And these are people who are trying to become cops. So these are junior cadets.
Okay.
And so their first assignment is to go harass people riding the bus. And go around checking for your papers. Papers, please.
Sounds
papers,
honorable.
Please. They'll scan your bus pass because your bus pass has a barcode on it or whatever. Or if you paid with cash, they'll ask to see your transfer and make sure that it's legit. And if you don't have one, they kick you off.
All right.
Now, why would you kick anybody off of a thing that's already been paid for and that by all rights should be free?
Well, you know what? Only five of the cities in America are doing it, and for that reason, they think that all the riffraff are going to go on. But with me out in Albuquerque, all the riffraff were riding the bus when we were paying $2. And to me, it never made much difference one way or the other, except that they want to hire more security officers. I guess it more people do get off, but they kick everybody off at the end of the line. So that's when the bus drivers get rocks thrown at them, because they're like, it's end of the line, get off the bus in the wintertime, and you'll get back. And they've actually thrown rocks at people.
Sure.
I mean, the bus
drivers. So people taking advantage of a free service are still getting violent against the service provider.
It was paid. You still have to pay. But the inconvenience is that with me is that sometimes I paid for my bus pass, and I lost it. And I lost my bus fare money. I walked out of the house with no bus fare money. I forgot. I had to go. I couldn't go back. You know, and then I had a discount handicap bus pass. I lost that. And, you know, I have lost so many things to get on the stupid bus. It just turned into a real effort to ride the bus.
Well, at least we agree the bus is stupid.
Huh?
I mean, part of that's some personal responsibility.
It is.
Like... Yeah, I leave the house, and if I forgot something, don't be forgetful, right? Why is the burden of your forgetfulness shifted on society?
Well, I don't know. Everybody just gets to ride for free. But another thing is that I've had seen more fights breaking out with an argument with the homeless people trying to get on with 50 cents, and they're paneling all the riders to make the other 50 cents. It was more of a hassle.
Okay.
And... you know, that's the other element that causes more violence. So, you know, somebody is really desperate, and they really got to go to the social worker. They really got to go to the hospital, and they don't have money. You know, scrambling around for bus fare is another problem. So I'm just, advocating for – I just want everybody to have a free bus ride system, except that I like those security people.
So much like I told Robert on his last call, right? Let's get you, Sarah, to start a free bus ride service.
Yeah.
Funded by voluntary donations. If it's such a great idea, you'll have thousands upon thousands of people in the New Mexico area willing and able to fund it voluntarily. So that the poor, the destitute, the downtrodden, the homeless can always get a ride.
You know what? You and Ian sounds completely ridiculous. Voluntary, with what money? People are getting poorer and poorer and poorer.
Yeah, well, because they're being taxed to death. That's why.
They're funding it now.
Yeah.
I mean, like, so a lot of people, 30% of their paycheck goes to taxes.
More than that.
For sometimes, yeah.
That's
so
just withholding.
So low-income people... that are actually working and not just accepting government handouts essentially for free, the people that are actually out there working are getting a third of their paycheck sometimes stolen from them just so people can ride the bus for free and can, you know, like that just doesn't seem fair to me. So, yeah, people are broke because they're being stolen from, you know, and the money is being inflated. You know, it's not worth a thing. They can't even afford food.
Okay, it's true what you were saying. They're being taxed. But are you going to stop that? Do you think how are you going to stop them from paying tax so that they don't have money to voluntarily fund everything, like you guys claim, with money?
Well, hopefully they just stop paying.
People are getting poorer and poorer.
Like, I want to see a tax revolt, like a grassroots, we're just not going to pay you anymore.
Yep. That'd be great.
That would be ideal, right?
Yep, and the way to do that, of course, is to just check out of the U.S. dollar as much as humanly possible. Start using alternative currencies like goldbacks and cryptocurrency and that kind of thing as much as you can.
I mean, there are a lot of underlying issues that are causing, you know, a lot of this poverty that we're seeing and a lot of people, like the homelessness. There's a lot of underlying issues that aren't actually being addressed, and I think throwing more tax money at it is honestly making it worse.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's kind of, and a lot of the people that are becoming dependent on the state through welfare programs and stuff like that and disability, it's actually doing them a major disservice because a lot of those programs won't let you have more than a certain amount of money in your bank account.
Right.
So how are you ever going to get out of poverty if the state is like, I'm giving you this essentially free money, but you're not allowed to have more than $3,000 in your bank account. You know, like stuff like that. I mean, that is just keeping the poor down.
So, Sarah, when you say that you want everybody in wherever you're at, Albuquerque, I think, you want everybody in Albuquerque to be able to have a free bus ride. When you say that, what you're essentially saying is that you want the government of Albuquerque and New Mexico vicariously to tax people more in order to pay for all of those free rides instead of figuring out a way for it to be provided voluntarily.
I can't remember if it's Walter Williams or Thomas Sowell. Go ahead, Sarah.
Well, the whole thing is that I don't feel any difference. What more taxes are paying more taxes you claim, I mean, the people are paying the same amount of taxes no matter what. It's like saying that the advertisement on the buses and the bus stop is supposed to help make us more money, and all I've seen was cut bus routes, no bus drivers,
yeah,
no mechanics.
Because when these politicians tax people, the first thing they do is take a hefty chunk off of the top
right.
for them and all their friends. And then whatever's left over goes to actually pay to service the buses.
That's the point I was getting at. I don't remember who had the quote, but it's basically, you know, the leftists or whomever, right, always claim that there's no money to do it voluntarily, but claim that there would be plenty of money to not just do it through the government, but to pay the bureaucracy on top of that to operate it, right? Like it costs more to do it with government bureaucracy than it would be voluntarily.
Well, all I know is that the counselors that passed for the advertisement, they got paid for sure.
Yeah.
They said, hey, you let us put the advertisement, we'll break you off, or whoever the business were at that time.
So they're enriching themselves.
So they could wrap everything up in the advertisement. And you know what? The whole public have to look at those things day after day, year after year, advertisement and their ugly sales people's faces everywhere all the time, and it's just because they got paid.
The town enriches themselves off the taxpayer money to run the bureaucracy.
No, well, yes, they're enriching themselves at your expense, Sarah.
Yeah, but you know what? I beat up an advertisement today.
You beat up an advertisement?
The advertisement didn't stand a chance.
Well, there's the bus shelters with the advertisement. I decided I'm going to go out and beat them all up, you know, when I can.
You mean like rip them down and
kick them or pound them or something? Or if I get a stick, go out there at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'll make my statement to let them know I'm tired of letting them
know somebody got paid.
Sarah in New Mexico, the advertisement vigilante, is on the prowl. Thanks for the call, Sarah. 603-283-6160. Do you support Sarah beating up advertisements on buses? Give us a call. Let us know. Hour number 3 of Free Talk Live is coming up.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.